Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is your host, Erin Said, with the TeleSummit series From Heartache to Joy. Joining us today is a repeat speaker, Tanya James. You guys might remember listening to her before. She's had a few really interesting and helpful packages that were introduced. And today's topic is really important because it's about instantly releasing the chaos and finding out how to thrive and activating your radiance. So it's a really, really important topic today. You're going to find out why it's so important because you will learn how to activate your inner radiance and outer glow using angelic codes, unlocking your heart and throat chakras to be, feel, and speak your truth fearlessly. Using a new earth grounding technique to release resistance in your field and anchor into your inner light. This is important because I've been hearing this from a lot of people that their grounding techniques are no longer working. So this is going to be really phenomenal. A practice on how to get into the flow by bubbling up lower vibrational feelings and thought forms. How to navigate stress and thrive in difficult times in a way that both elevates you and the global collective. So, a little bit about Tanya. Tanya James is a breakthrough alchemist, multidimensional healer, and coach specializing in energy work for fellow spiritual warriors, professionals, creatives, artists, healers, and visionaries. Tanya is here to help others fully unshackle from the past, embrace the unknown, and turn on their light to shine brighter than ever before. Having served clients in over 30 countries using a variety of modalities such as timeline cleanses, crystalline DNA activations, ancestral trauma release, guided journeys, astral traveling, and so much more. Her sessions are holistically tailored for each individual to support their evolutionary journey during these times of great planetary change. Tanya's approach to transformation is spirit-led, spirituality scientific, laser-focused, and supercharged with inspiration, fun, and humor. Divine ease, grace, and timing are always in effect with her work, whether it is a private session, group class, or an immersive retreat. So let's welcome Tanya. Thank you so much for coming back to the show.
Thank you for having me. Hello, everybody. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Always a pleasure to have you back with us, Tanya. Now, I wanted to jump in and ask you, you know, as souls, we knew we were coming into a time of great change. And our human minds are struggling with how to navigate these times from the seat of the soul. How do we bridge that gap between the soul knowing and the human experience during these times of discord, conflict, and uncertainty?
Oh, such a big question right now. And it's trust. I think it's, you know, at the core of it, it's activating a level and a layer, you know, layers upon layers of trusting that everything is unfolding exactly as it should, even when it's like, how can this be unfolding the way it's supposed to? Especially these last 2 years, they have been so dense, and we've all been feeling it. And to watch millions of people really facing their shadow for the first time, for anyone who hasn't been in the inner journey and doing inner child work and all of the things that most everyone here has probably been doing for a while. Here we're now watching millions and millions and millions of people facing their stuff for the first time. And I think we've all had to put up more armor as a result of that. And so then we can start feeling disconnected because we're not used to walking around with this much armor. And so it's kind of like being able to take the armor off when we don't need it, and also trusting that we can keep our consciousness high, we can keep our vibration high, in spite of the lower energies that we're all feeling.
That's absolutely right. How do we allow our inner knowing to be our lighthouse and stop looking outside of ourselves for that?
You know, this is where this kind of package and this, you know, when I was tuning in for what does everybody need? You know, how can I best serve? When we are glowing on the inside and out, when we are loving life and sending that frequency out of just loving life, trusting life, we're going to see that mirrored back to us. And being able to anchor in those higher vibrations in the moment, that's where this is so, this whole package birthed from. How do we activate our radiance again and move through life glowing and loving life instead of in resistance to everything that's going on? And it's not always easy. Let's just face it. You know, we're all surfing right now as best as we possibly can. And how can we stand stronger and softer? How can we really let our shine out and not let our light be diminished anymore? How in the midst of when we're feeling the heaviness, when we're feeling the density, when we're watching the chaos unfold, how can we still activate that inner glow and say to ourselves, guess what? I deserve to be happy now. I deserve to be thriving now. And
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And let go of what's not serving me to carry. Especially as empaths, you know, we just, you know, let me carry that for you. Oh, I can carry this. And, you know, if our hands are full, how can they be open to receive?
So true. I love that. And, you know, our topic today is about inner radiance. And I know we're kind of touching that subject now. So tell us what that means. How do we do that? And what does inner radiance look like?
Well, think of a peak moment, right? Think of a peak experience, of a memory where you could just stop time and just soak it up. And it could be something simple, you know, getting a hug from your little one saying, I love you. It could be a trip, you know, just being in a place of nature where you just felt completely open and bubbly and happy. And, you know, it's kind of like how cells talk to each other, right? Like if you have, and we're going to do this with the inner breathing, if you have a cell that is fully alive and open, it's going to transfer that intelligence to the cell next to it. And so when we are living in a place of remembering what that felt like to feel that open and expansive and saying, hey, let me transfer this experience to the next moment. Let me transfer this experience and remember it in the here and now. Because we have that cellular memory and being able to access it more and more and more so we can anchor in that radiance and move with it and through it as we're surfing these energetic waves in these very challenging times.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. Now, Tanya, what is one practice that people listening to the call today can start doing right now to discharge the uncomfortable feelings they're carrying in their bodies, minds, and hearts, and to be able to access their inner radiance and true nature?
Well, do you want to do the grounding technique and just get the energy running for everybody?
That would be awesome. Yes, thank you.
Awesome. So I like to start everything off by just inviting the guides and the archangels into the space So just activating these big, huge pillars of light in your space in this container, the archangels of the north, the south, the east, the west, above and below, and feeling a big pillar of light coming down from the highest dimensional realm. And just allow this light to pour over your body, surrounding you with light. There we go. And in the center of this pillar, picture a triple helix, gold, silver, diamond. And it's coming in through your higher chakras. And as it's coming in, it's just going to start clearing out. Just set the intention that with this beautiful triple helix, everything that's not serving me can start just gently leaving. And as it's traveling through your central channel, it's just raising your frequency from head to toe. Beautiful. And now see this triple helix going down out your root, out the roots of your feet, and deep down into Earth. And it's going to wrap around Earth's crystalline core several times, anchoring in to the new Earth grid system, the new Earth crystalline grid system. Beautiful. And now the roots of your feet are going to start soaking up this new Earth grid. And I want you to imagine that the goddess of Mother Earth is holding your feet. And feel her support. Feel her nourishment. Feel her oneness with you as the mother of all life and things on this planet. And sometimes when she connects really strongly, there might be tears come up, kind of that home, welcoming home feeling. Just allow. Might be elation and excitement or sadness. But just see the energy of her hand pulling out any density, any heaviness, and soaking up this nourishment and this love from her. I am one with Earth. I am one with Earth. I am here. I am now. I am. I am one with the universe. I am one with my higher self and my heart. I have everything inside of me that I need to thrive during these times. And so it is.
Whew. Beautiful. I loved it. Beautiful energy. And I'd love to hear from our audience if you guys can also share what you felt. Ah, that was very, I feel really settled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really settled. So I'm reading the webcast. There are a lot of questions regarding resistance, and especially resistance to abundance. Do you want to address that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm just tuning in here for just the average resistance that's present here on the call. Give me a moment. There's a lot of, you know, I'm feeling this kind of heavy, just emotional heaviness. And again, it kind of goes back to that point when our hands are full, they're not open to receive. And so if our hands are full with what was, if they're full with the, oh shoots of the world, right? If they're full with stress or doubt or worry, or it's not coming, that doubt, right, versus trust, then we're resistant to receiving. because we don't have our hands open stretched for life to support us.
Mm.
We are not the foundation of our life. When we allow, whether it's Mother Earth, whether it's God, whether it's whatever, universal divine source, creator, whatever we tap into as our source, and we allow that to become our foundation. We're not walking around trying to be our own foundation. And I think that's really common right now. You know, every person for themselves.
I agree.
And, you know, especially the last 2 years, how isolated everybody's been. I think people feel more alone and more like they're their own foundation. And so everyone's hands have gotten, you know, I'm just seeing when I tune in, everybody's hands are like sitting there bracing for impact. And when we're bracing for impact, how can we have this open vessel to receive what's here for us? And there's also the frequency of money and changing the relationship with the frequency of money. So you're receiving from this neutral container that the universe wants you to be abundant. And because there's so much scarcity and so much lack in the collective consciousness, that sometimes the belief in that scarcity is stronger than the belief in the abundance. And by doing a little perceptual shift and taking off the scarcity and lack glasses and putting on the money is neutral and it's here to support me. It's here so I can create the experiences that I want to create in this life. It's not separate from me. And so when we have judgments and concerns and, oh, the financial system's doing this and this is happening over there and, you know, the employers are this, you know, when we get into all that mind chatter, we've got those black glasses off, on. Take those off and put on, hey, the universe wants me to receive. Those of us who are walking with high consciousness and wanting to make the world a better place, you know, prosperity wants to come to us to do the good things that we want to do with it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that. So, yes, we are kind of standing in our own way. So I want to find out, I know a lot of people want to know exactly what is it that they are resisting. And I know you were going to do one-on-one scans for people. Could you please explain that briefly and then we can start taking callers?
Absolutely. Can we do some whole body breathing first? To get
that would be awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, again, with life force. We want all 10 trillion cells in our body taking in as much life force right now as possible. And I noticed fairly recently that, you know, we weren't whole, in sessions and in my own life, I wasn't whole body breathing. So all 10 trillion cells weren't breathing together. And so just this kind of, we're going to continue on with the Mother Earth holding the hand, holding the feet. Holding her hands on the feet, and let's just get back into that space and allow the feet to breathe. So almost like the feet are tuning to Mother Earth's heartbeat, and they're literally breathing like roots of a tree. And now we're inviting that breath to move up to every single cell of your body. So your pores are open and breathing. Your heart. You can even put your hand on your heart and yes, it's pumping, but you can imagine that it's actually breathing. So just opening up right here, right now, everyone to receive whole body breathing, head to toe, all 10 trillion cells, bringing all resistance to receiving this at zero. There we go. Every cell breathing, allowing the pores to breathe. There we go. Right now we're at 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. That's 75% there as the group. bringing in the 12 golden rainbow rays to assist with this and allow everybody to fully breathe, fully breathe, fully breathe. And it's so funny because they want me to go right to resistance. It's not safe. So clearing, it's not safe for everyone on the call. Anywhere where there's urgency, that bracing for impact type of feeling, and just clearing that for the whole call. There goes and allowing every cell, every muscle, every organ to breathe. There we go. 100%. So to explain the process of the, and how does that feel? How do you feel, Aram? Can you tell the difference?
I absolutely can. It's just really further eased, like there was more weight or pressure which got released.
Yeah.
And I can breathe easy. That's it really helped.
Yeah. Yeah. So we all, you know, we want to step into where we're meant to step into, where we want to expand into the areas of life that we want to expand. And it's kind of like you said, how do we get in our own way? That how we get into our own way is the resistance that comes up, because we have, you know, our nervous system is kind of set on these set points of, okay, this is safe, and yes, I want to expand, but when I go into that expansion, I'll contract and you know, maybe take a step back, because, you know, expansion can be scary sometimes. I want to receive more. I want to receive more resources, receive more abundance. But the nervous system comes in and says, nope, not safe to receive that. So I'm going to pivot and go somewhere else. So what we're going to be doing in the one-on-ones is looking at where your primary receiving blocks are living in terms of receiving, whether it's more trust, whether it's more prosperity, whether it's more, you know, kind of the area that you would like to step into more, you know, coming forward with that. Like, I'd really like to expand into trusting life more. I'd really like to expand into receiving more abundance. And then I'll tune in and see where that biggest resistance block is to stepping into that. And then we'll bubble it up and clear it.
Awesome. All right. So, all right, let's see. I'm going to go ahead and unmute the first caller, and that is area code 516. You are on. Hello.
Hello.
516. Hi, who's this?
Sure, this is Asha.
Asha, hi.
Hello, how are you? I'm still shocked that's me, but thank you for choosing me.
So how are you today?
I am doing well. Thank you for asking.
You are welcome. So what would, so handing you a magic wand, and you can create anything you want to right here, right now with this magic wand, what would you like to create?
Well, the issue that I came into and wanting to work on today was procrastination and knowing what I have to do, setting a plan, but then when it's time to do it, just taking my time and just going very slow or putting it off and just being very okay with it. And it's piling up and building up, and it's causing a lot of stress. So just eliminating, like, procrastination and that desire to want to get things done.
Okay. So what you're moving towards, right, so that there's procrastination running, but what's the big goal? What are you trying to create? And
sure.
And you can just tune in. You can even just tune into the energy of it if you don't want to go into the specifics. Because there's some sort of, I'm just feeling a disconnect with where you're walking toward. And sometimes procrastination shows up when that destination isn't as clear as, you know, as it could be.
Mm-hmm. The destination, what I'm trying to do is elevate and grow in my career.
Okay.
And basically go at a higher level, which I know I can. Don't
okay.
know why I'm not doing that.
Got it. All right. So the first thing I'm hearing is get a little bit more clarity on where you're going. And we're just going to pop in kind of a download for you for clarity, for you and everybody on the call. So, yep, you're receiving that. And, you know, they're one of the bonus MP3s in this series is this kind of painting journey where you get to kind of paint a vision. And I think you would really enjoy that particular process because it'll help solidify some of what you're walking toward. There we go. And now I want you to imagine, have you done any inner child work before?
Mm-hmm, I have.
Okay, so imagine your inner, pristine inner child. So this is kind of the opposite of the wounded inner kiddo. This is the fully awake, alive, imaginative, creative, adventurous inner child. I'm seeing her about 8. And she's blowing bubbles. And I want you to see those bubbles starting to go into the body, and it's going to capture the heaviness, the doubt, the stress, the, you know, trepidation. What if this doesn't work? What if I'm not putting the action in the places that I should be? Indecision. And it's bubbling up. These lower thought forms, sadness from previous attempts at trying to expand and then kind of hitting pitfalls, having to pivot. There we go. Bubbling them all up, bubbling all the lower energies up. There we go. And now see these bubbles just traveling out the top of your head, flying away from your body. Flying up into the sky and just popping when they're ready. I trust the path that I'm walking on. Go ahead and say that.
I trust the path that I'm walking on.
Okay. We're bubbling that up. Any place where you're not trusting? There we go. And now letting those go out the top of your head. Yes, I trust the path that I'm walking on.
Yes, I trust the path that I'm walking on.
Yeah. And can you feel the difference? Like, it feels true now.
Mm-hmm.
So great job. Great job. How did that feel?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It feels wonderful. As you were going through it, the things that you said were absolutely true, and it's like, that's part of the reason why I'm not doing it, putting effort and not knowing if all those effort is going to pan out into where I think I should be going, and having to pivot again, you know, and give that much more. So I think maybe that was the resistance of not actively, you know, completing things as I should. But that
yeah, and absolutely, absolutely. And when we're in the flow, that should energy doesn't even get into the container. It's just, you know, flowing from one thing to the next, taking breaks, coming back, the effort has fuel to it. You know, there's a fire underneath the effort that's fueling what we're moving toward. And yeah, I just see that, those flames of, yes, growth can be easy, expansion can be easy, moving into my next thing. It doesn't have to be the way that it was.
Beautiful. Thank you,
Thank
Asha.
Thank you so much.
That was lovely. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so thank you for that, Tanya. That was really cool. And I want to move on to the next caller. Actually, why don't you, that we have a bigger lot queue now. So if you could pick a number between 1 and 20, I will unmute that caller.
12.
Number 12 is area code 805. You are on. 805. All right. I think they forgot to unmute themselves. The next person is 231 area code. 231.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey there. Can you hear me? It's Destiny.
Yes, we can. What's
I
your name, dear?
Hi.
Hey.
So good to hear you. Been a while.
Thank you. Yes.
Relax. I'm having a lot of pain and a lot of really weird, like mental stuff, but it doesn't feel like my mental stuff.
Okay.
Gallbladder, spleen, something.
Yeah, no. Okay, so go ahead and say I'm only in my energy. I'm only in my own energy.
I am only in my own energy.
Okay. So all energy that doesn't belong to you.
All energy that does not belong to you?
Yeah, no, I'll do that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay. No, that's okay. All energy that doesn't belong to me. Whether it's collective consciousness, whether it's people, places, things, anything that doesn't belong to me, that isn't part of my sovereign energy field, I allow all that to just fall away now. Uncreate, release, and delete any and all energy that doesn't belong to you. Release it from your consciousness. Subconsciousness, unconsciousness, releasing it from the cells, the body, the auric field. And as this energy is leaving, seeing a bubble of light around your aura, sealing in all of your own energy. So anywhere where you have maybe antennas out, where you've got feelers, I've got feelers over here, and I've got feelers over here, and I've got feelers over there. Bringing all that energy back into you, because that energy is yours, and releasing all energy that doesn't belong to you, and letting go of any contracts, oaths, agreements, promises that have kept this energy in your field as if it was yours, releasing that kind of victim, savior, martyr archetype that is may have held some of this in. And then just allowing throughout all time, space, dimensions, planes, realities where it wasn't safe for you to be in your own energy field, where you felt like you had to take on what wasn't yours, just releasing and clearing that. Letting that go, letting that go, letting that go. And then again, putting Mother Earth's hands, feeling the goddess Earth, feeling her hands on your feet, and allowing that mother. Are you there? There's a lot of feedback.
Yeah. I can hear you.
Okay, okay.
There's a lot of background noise.
A lot of background noise.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I am like on the side of the road. I had to stop and get out.
So feeling that connection with Mother Earth, and I'm just going to invite in just an infinity symbol to just soften the body. It's safe to relax. It's safe to let go. It's safe to be in the flow. There you go. And so it is. So that's going to run for a couple of days. That was a lot.
Yeah. Thank you, Daniel. Oh, my God.
You did so
Thank
well.
You, Aaron.
You did so
You're
well.
Welcome.
You're so welcome, my dear. You did so good. Congratulations. That was awesome. All right, let's do one more call, and then we want to talk about the offer that Tanya has for us today. So if you can pick one more number for me, please, Tanya.
Yeah, let's do 7.
Number 7 is area code 561. You are on now. 561. Hello, 561. Okay, for some reason that person is not unmuted. So the next person in line is area code 408. You are on.
Hello?
Hello. Hi. Who's this?
Hi. Mikkel.
Mikkel?
Mikkel, like Michelle, but with a K.
Oh, okay. Hi, Mikkel. That's a pretty name.
Hi.
Thank you. How are you
today?
So
what's bothering you?
Well, I have been dealing with some health issues. I was diagnosed with early onset Parkinson's disease right before COVID, and I don't want to own it. It's, you know, quote unquote, incurable, but I don't accept it. And I just want to make sure that I'm, you know, on the right path. And, you know, I guess that's really all I want to say.
Yeah, I'm just tuning in here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, I'm picking up the first thing I pick up in terms of resistance is this kind of push-pull from going from, I, you know, my body is supporting me to I don't trust my body. And it's a subconscious, like I think consciously you're trusting your body and you're trusting your processes and you're trusting, you know, the path. But there, you know, of course, there's fear that comes up. There's, you know, there's this, it's like flip-flopping from I'm trusting, I'm not trusting. I'm trusting, I'm not trusting. My body's supporting me, but wait, it's not supporting me. Right? So there's just
that
this.
Sounds
it's
flip- right.
Yeah, there's just this flip-flopping energy. So go ahead and say, I unconditionally trust my body.
I unconditionally trust my body.
Yeah. So everything that doesn't allow that, we're going to bubble that up. So any and all places where there's subconscious, unconscious, conscious, doubt running, and there's deeper work that we could do around this in terms of some of the, there's past life stuff here and not trust in a health, like a health crisis loop, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there are some deeper pieces, but I'm going to go to the, you know, getting you into trusting your body and trusting your process.
Great.
So bubbling up all the places where there's not trusting, that the body is here to support you, that you are one with your body. All the doubt, worry, concern. And there's frustration too. Like, you know, frustration at the kind of the Western medical establishment.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's so many layers.
Yeah. So just all the places where trust is not active, bubbling all that up, seeing those bubbles just flying up out of the top of your head, releasing that story that accompanies the bubbles, with this, these lower vibrational influences and just clearing all this. There it goes. And that triple helix that we started with, just allowing the universal healing codes in that triple helix to flood into your nervous system and out from there to every aspect of the body that needs healing today. There we go. And go ahead and I unconditionally trust my body.
I unconditionally trust my body.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful.
Thank you. Good job. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. You're so welcome. You're so welcome. And many, many blessings.
Thank you.
No, not easy lessons.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you, love. That was great. And yeah, I know. That is true. Some lessons are not easy. All right, so let's go ahead and take a look at the offer that Tanya has for us today. If you can give me a second. The URL is orderjoy2020.com/Tanya22. And Tanya is spelled T-A-N-J-A and the number 22. Or you can just press the special offer link that has been provided. It'll bring you to this beautiful page, and we see Tanya's radiant face. Activate your radiant life. Instantly release the chaos and thrive. Watch miracles unfold as you instantly release blocks and unwanted energy. And I do want to encourage you guys to read some of these results. They are absolutely amazing. These were instant results. These were very fast results. For example, Radha herself said the results were instant. In just one session, Tanya cleared me from years of self-neglect and procrastination. Muneba said, in just one session, I felt an immediate shift and a huge shift from my shoulders that had been there for 23 years. Terry said, my results were instant. I could feel the shift in my energy immediately, and now I'm feeling finally sleeping good again. My session was spot on, straight to the core of the issue, and it just goes on and on and on. There are many summaries of results that are posted here, and I'm going to invite Tanya now to talk to us about this package that we have today.
Awesome. Yeah, so I kind of touched on it earlier, too, that when I tuned in and just felt like, what does everybody need? How can I serve best during these times? And it just kept coming back to vibrancy and getting into this place of just thriving and trusting life and knowing that we're in the flow. So this entire package is really designed to help you access another level of possibility in terms of flow and thriving. To where regardless of what's going on the outside, that your inner compass is strong and confident and empowered and just radiating. And we know that when we're walking around smiling and in that place of glowing, life glows back at us. You know, we feel that loving life frequency, and the world around us feels us too. So there's three parts to this, you know, there's package A, B, and C. All of them right now come with a laser one-to-one session with me. And like you just saw in some of the one-to-ones, we can get a lot done in 15 minutes. And so it's just going to be so great to be able to, you know, meet and talk to everybody who takes on that limited time bonus. Everyone who gets in on that 15-minute call, we're going to have some one-to-one time to just laser focus on what you need. and how we can create some shifts together for you to step into that more radiance and more flow. So package A, we're going to be doing a remote healing container. So this is just receiving 24/7 support from my, you know, non-physical team, my higher self. We, you know, you set the intention on what you would like to receive support on during this whole 6 weeks, or right now there's an extra 2 weeks of bonus time, so 2 full months of receiving in this container 24/7 without having to, you know, think about it. And I tune in and check in, make sure everybody's receiving every day. If, you know, somebody's resistant or has something running where it's not, the energies aren't landing, then I go ahead and clear that resistance remotely. It's just, you know, basically hands-on healing without, you know, without needing to do anything else other than be open to receiving. And you as well get the 15 minutes right now with package A. So package B, you're taking that remote healing, and then we get to meet. So we'll be meeting 5 times during that window. I think classes start the first week of April, and I started the first week on the 4-4 portal. As we know, the number 4 is all, you know, fourth chakra connected to the heart. So we're opening the group series container on that 4-4 portal of just allowing the heart to receive. And each of the classes will be building off of the other. Again, all to activate your inner radiance, get into the flow, get into thriving. I love doing these group classes. Spot healing and laser, you know, coaching happens. We just feel into, okay, what does everybody need? Where are the resistance to thriving? Where is the resistance to the radiance? Where is it showing up for you? How can we shift that for you so you can move into that new state of being, you know, now? I mean, we all deserve to be happy and thriving now and not putting it out in the future. Well, when this happens and when that happens and when this, then I'll be, that's not going to work anymore. We have to activate with the strength and the softness within ourselves now. And so these classes are all geared and tailored for that. And then the package C is everything plus a 45-minute one-to-one session with me. So I'm super excited about this whole package. There was one other thing I wanted to say.
Did you cover the live, the 1-hour live? Yeah, you did. Right.
Yeah, so we'll be meeting 4 times for an hour, and then we take a week break, and then we'll do a bonus 90-minute Q&A to, you know, really get in there and say, okay, what hasn't shifted yet, why? And usually when something is stubborn to shift, there's, you know, some underlying thing pulling that kind of, it's like we have 1 foot in the new life, the new story, but there's a part of the other foot that's kind of still stuck in the way things were. What do we need to do to pull that foot out of the old story, out of the old pattern, out of the old cycle, and anchor it into what is new here for you now?
Beautiful.
You know, yeah, there's no reason to deny ourselves the happiness that is our birthright any longer.
I love that. That is beautiful. Thank you so much for putting this amazing package together. And I do want to reiterate for everybody listening that the 15-minute laser one-on-one healing session is on all packages right now. Of course, we have the other bonus, which is 2 extra weeks in the container. But this 15-minute laser is only for the next 24 hours. So if you want to get that free session, a laser session with Tanya, you need to jump in right now. You can buy any of the levels, whatever you're comfortable with, and you will get that free bonus. So don't lose this chance of getting literally a free session with Tanya. And you guys can see when she's working with someone, she works fast, and within 5 minutes they get results. So this is an awesome opportunity to not only get a fantastic package, even if you're investing at level A,
not only getting that fantastic package, but also getting a laser-focused session with her. Of course, if you want a longer session, then you would get the package C, which comes with a 45-minute, and you'll still get the laser one-on-one healing session as well. So whatever level you want to invest in, you can't go wrong. You've got the healing container, which is like Tanya said, she will be checking in daily. She will be adjusting, fine-tuning the energy, and you've got 2 extra weeks on it, two whole months. Plus, you've got a whole bunch of MP3s in there, and then Package B has the 4 group sessions where you guys will meet with Tanya, the healing series, and then, of course, an additional bonus 90-minute Q&A. All right? That's Package B. And then C is going to have a 45-minute session plus your 15 minutes of laser session. So that is really, really good. And a couple of questions, Tanya. For the remote healing container, you said they can make an intention. Can they change that intention during the time?
Yeah, if something clears and they want to shift into the next piece, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I'll be sending, so with that, when I get their one word intention, I also submit a quick Google form that they can write in, and they'll be getting those forms intermittently over the 8 weeks. So at any time they want to pop into that form and change what they wanted to receive some support on, I'll get a notification that the form's been changed, and I can go in there and reset the intention, since the first intention, you know, it has been
awesome.
Resolved.
That
I
is great. That is awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. So that is really cool. If you guys have any questions regarding these packages, please send them in the webcast. And I've lowered everybody's hands. And if you have any questions, you're on the phone, you want to get a chance to ask them directly from Tanya regarding the packages, please raise your hand by pressing *2 and I will unmute you. Please remember that now at this time, you're going to be raising your hand if you want to buy one of the packages and you just don't know which one, or you have a question about the packages, okay? So if you have that, please raise your hand by pressing *2
And all right. I'm gonna mention one thing on the MP3s as well. One of the MP3 downloads is an eye activation, and it's the first one I've ever done in a group setting like this. So normally when I do eye activations, it's in a one-to-one container, and this one I went ahead and just asked for all that are going to listen to this activation to come forward, and it's pretty potent. I've had a couple of people, you know, just test it out and say, hey, what did you do? And they were just like blown away on what they received. So it's a quick, like 5 minutes of just looking into my eyes. I'm silent, I'm quiet on there, and whatever is meant for you to receive in terms of clearing and also activating, it's just right there. And I'm just excited to share an MP3 like this, because I've never done one before for a group. So, and I just absolutely loved what I was feeling while I was doing it. It was pretty amazing. I'm like, whoa, this is a lot of energy. So it was pretty cool.
Awesome. All right. That is great. And I wanted to also ask you, Tanya, since you've been working with a lot of people lately that have been showing up with the kind of stuff we were talking about in the call today, who would you suggest that this kind of package would be best for?
I think anyone who has been more stressed than usual, who's been having a hard time grounding, hasn't felt clear on where you're going. You know, should I go this way? Should I go that way? That's been feeling heavy and like can't shake the heaviness, has been trying to break through into a new reality, and it's just like one foot has been stuck in some of these old cycles. and you're really, really just wanting to be happy and enjoy now. And it just feels like there's just something that's been holding you back. This is definitely for all of those circumstances.
Awesome. Thank you so much for answering that. I guess none of our callers have any questions left. Let me quickly check the webcast. And can you explain the three MP3s a little more? I think you already did that. This question may have come in earlier. It doesn't have
There's the eye activation. There's a positive expectations MP3 where we are just clearing away. It's really a clearing for that procrastination, for those spots that are just not moving. That one's a longer one. And then there's an inner radiance journey that's a little shorter where we take a beautiful stroll on a rainbow lit path. And you get to, you know, paint a new vision and really invite all of the angelic support that is here. I know that I've heard from a lot of people that they're just not feeling their guides as strong as they're used to. And that particular positive expect or the inner radiance journey is really to, you know, enhance the creativity, enhance the connection to the inner creative centers, and also to help, you know, access those levels of connection to your guides and your team a little bit stronger. Because I've definitely heard that as a theme lately of where did my guides go? Where are they? Why aren't they here? And I think everybody who's listening to that inner journey will strengthen that connection with their inner creative team. And their inner creative being. Yeah.
Thank you for answering that. And let me just quickly do another pass and see if anybody sent in any other questions. All right. So remember, the offer is at Order Joy Now. OrderJoy2020.com/TANJA22. If you are ready to start glowing and have inner radiance, not just inner radiance, but glow inside and out, and really let go of the resistance that has been holding you back, then this is a great package. This is a great offer. Tanya is a master level healer, and as you guys can see, the results she's had with this, with other clients. A lot of these are FHTJ members, community members. You guys can see this is absolutely amazing. So if you're ready to also step into that, step out of your way, move into your inner radiance and start glowing your life inside and out, then please take advantage of this offer. Tanya, my dear, it has been, as always, such a pleasure to share this space with you today and to serve this wonderful community. I'm so grateful for this really very generous package that you brought for us, all three packages, very generous, and I'm deeply, deeply grateful. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. And, you know, we're all in this together right now, and the more we can join hands and uplift one another and realize that we're right on time and we're walking to our, and I think right now some of that can feel a little like, well, where am I, you know, what's you know, there's a lot of uncertainty, and anything that we can do to support one another in knowing that we are walking into a new earth, a new experience of living in a place where the vibration is high and it's not so heavy and dense, and that we can shore up our own energy fields to be the lighthouses right now during this time and not feel like we have to, you know, crawl under a rock and wait for wait for things to even out, right? that we can really, mm-hmm. you know, stand strong in our brilliance and in our path, and that ripples out. That ripples out. It's infectious. Mm-hmm. It's just
Absolutely.
Infectious.
So true.
So, yeah,
it is.
And just sending.
And
yeah.
that's the kind of infection we all want. That's we
absolutely.
Want to ripple joy out. Yes. Yes,
yes.
Absolutely. You were saying, I'm sorry I interrupted you.
Well, no, just, you know, sending out blessings and healing to, you know, everyone here. Just imagine that we're all holding hands together and sending love to wherever is needed. And just taking, you know, just knowing that. we have that ability to just join together and say wherever love is needed, we are sending this now.
That is so beautiful. I'm doing it right now. It's
yeah.
lovely. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So just
great way to end this call. Let's all just send love out to wherever it is needed, whoever needs it. Let's send it out. Let's ripple it out together. That is such a beautiful, beautiful thing to do. Tanya, my dear, thank you so much. And
you're so welcome.
Our community members, FHTJ community members, thank you so much. You guys help us bring joy and ripple that out to the world. You guys are the reason why FHTJ is still thriving and doing the best we can to serve you guys. Thank you so much for being a part of this community. We deeply appreciate you. Lots and lots of love. Take care and bye-bye for now.